They were certainly different than today's more high-tech sports. Today, you rarely see them played. Remember street baseball? You played those games on the concrete of your back driveway or in the schoolyard. When your mom wasn't looking, you grabbed an old broomstick as your weapon of war. The balls we used were either worn tennis balls, the 10-cent pinky, or the more elite 19-cent pimple ball, a white sphere dotted with tiny bumps for a better grip. And you loved when the roofer did a repair. It was then time to reclaim all those home run shots from the housetops. Step ball was played by striking the ball on the front stoop. Hitting the step gave you the greatest distance. In wire ball, the object was to hit a high telephone wire with the ball. If the fielder failed to catch a wire-struck ball, you got a hit. Half ball was played with a cut-up pimple or tennis ball. You pitched it like a frisbee. We were warned to avoid the juice that came out of the cut-up ball. There was an urban legend that the ball sap would cause polio. Stickball was played in the schoolyard. Your playing field was the space between the school wall and the fence, usually about 150 to 200 feet away. No catcher. The strike zone was a rectangle painted on the wall. And stickball was the only form of street baseball where you could get a sore arm from pitching. Speed did count. From green fields of dreams to worn neighborhood concrete. Wisp's boyhood memory recalled by Movie House Productions.
Long drive, left field, home run! Way up on the roof! Brother! The one man wrecking through the night. Some kind of a high-breaking pitch. Allen waited for it and hit it right off of the top of the roof in dead left field.